This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, making music from typewriters, clickety-clack, and later on, making music from 300 pop music samples.
First, Senators John McCain and Barack Obama have very different ideas about what to do in Iraq. Obama wants a relatively quick drawdown of troops. McCain does not. Whoever's president may have to adjust his policy in light of a new national intelligence estimate on Iraq. That report is based on the consensus of 16 intelligence agencies in the government monitoring the situation in Iraq. And that report is not expected to be released until after the November election. Warren Strobel of the McClatchy newspaper spoke to people who are familiar with what's in it, and he's here now. And Warren, I understand this report issues a major warning about Iraq. What is it?
Yes, it is a warning. I have to be very careful here. It's not a prediction, but it is a warning that the progress that we've seen in terms of the security conditions improving in Iraq could be reversed by any number of factors. Some of those factors include the Sunni tribesmen, which the U.S. government has paid to fight al-Qaeda in Iraq, in Anbar province.
These are the Awakening Councils?
Yeah, Awakening Councils are also known as the Sons of Iraq. Whether or not they're going to be integrated into the Shiite-led government and security forces. There's really bad ethnic tension still in places like Kirkuk and Mosul. And then you have the question marks of what Iran and the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr are going to do.
Well, let's talk about Muqtada al-Sadr. Yesterday it was reported that a key figure in the parliament aligned with him was killed in a bombing and that Sadr blamed the Americans for that. How fragile is Sadr's ceasefire these days, and could that killing spur him to call it off?
The ceasefire is very fragile. The other interesting question about al-Sadr is how much of his own forces, or former forces, does he control? There's a lot of thinking, and some of this is reflected in the National Intelligence Estimate, that should he call off the ceasefire, his former followers won't line up monolithically behind him. And in fact, they could fracture into any number of uncontrollable groups, which is not necessarily a good thing either.
Meanwhile, though, today's front page of the New York Times has a story saying life is a lot better in Baghdad. It had a picture of some of the blast walls being taken down because it's so much safer now. There are many, many fewer civilian deaths now than there were a year ago. What about this improvement in security? What does the NIE say about that?
The NIE says, as does a recent Pentagon report publicly released about a couple of weeks ago, that, yes, security has improved. There's no doubt about that. I think the figure is the civilian deaths are down 77% between June and August 2008 as compared to the same period last year. American combat deaths are down quite a bit. The question is whether this is sustainable and whether the surge has actually succeeded in permanently turning the situation around or whether it's been sort of a stopgap. And frankly, at least one person we talked to looks at the surge as sort of fixing, Madeline, the own mess that we created when we first invaded Iraq with too few troops.
And so it doesn't come down on one side or the other of whether or not the surge was a good idea, the NIE?
No, it does not.
But it warns about future possible problems, and one of those is a lack of security, a security that was put in place at least partially by U.S. troops, by the surge.
Yes, absolutely. And one other thing it warns about, it talks about, is, you know, there's now agreement in Iraq for provincial elections in January, which is, by and large, I think most people would agree, a good thing. They were supposed to have taken place this month. But in the past, we've seen elections in Iraq that have actually hardened sectarian lines and created more sectarian tension as opposed to improving things. And the NIE, as we understand it, says that these provincial elections may do that.
Why won't this report be released until after the election?
That's an excellent question, Madeline. And to be quite blunt with you, it's the one thing we couldn't find out as we tried to get our hands on what was in this still classified document. Some people told us that it's just not ready, but there's a lingering suspicion that the White House and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence don't want to put out such an explosive report in the days leading up to the election, where whatever they do, it will be accused by both sides, perhaps, as being a political act. So, and as is well known now, there's another important NIE that I should mention on Afghanistan that is just about complete as well, that also warns of, perhaps even more grimly than the Iraq National Intelligence Estimate, it warns that conditions in Afghanistan are spiraling downward.
And there's another one coming out on Pakistan, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. All of these, we understand, are to underpin a review that General Petraeus, who's recently shifted from being the top commander in Iraq to the commander of Central Command with responsibility for all over the Near East and South Asia. All these are underpinning a review he's doing of all the conflicts and U.S. strategy in his area of operations.
Warren Strobel is senior correspondent with the McClatchy newspapers. Warren, thank you.
Thank you very much.